operated beings. So let's continue.
Excerpt number one, Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 13. The thing is that by the very thought to create the souls, his thought completed everything. For it does not need an act, as do we. Instantaneously, all the souls and worlds that were destined to be created emerged with all the delight and pleasure and the gentleness that he had planned for them. In the final perfection that the souls were destined to receive at the end of correction. After the will to receive in the souls has been fully corrected and has turned into pure bestowal in complete equivalence of form with the emanator. Excerpt number 2, letter 76, Rabash. It is known that the whole earth is full of his glory. This is what every person should believe. As it is written, I fill the heaven and the earth. However, the Creator has made a concealment so that we cannot see him, so as to have room for choice. And then there is room for faith, to believe that the Creator fills all the worlds and encompasses all the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals himself to him. And then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. Thus, at that time, a person makes the king who will rule over him. That is, a person feels the Creator. The person feels that the Creator is the ruler of the world, and this is regarded as a person making the Creator king over him.
Well, let's continue.
Excerpt number 3, Zohar for all Tetzaveh. There is no light except for that which comes out of that darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and his glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in his glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. And this is a complete work.
It's the only way.
Excerpt number 4, Zohar for All, Introduction to the Book of Zohar on the Night of the Bride, 138. It is a law that the creature cannot receive disclosed evil from the Creator. For it is a flaw in the glory of the Creator, for the creature to perceive him as an evildoer. For this is unbecoming of the complete operator. Hence, when one feels bad, denial of the Creator's guidance lies upon him, and the superior operator is concealed from him. To that same extent, this is the greatest punishment in the world. Thus, the sensation of good and evil in relation to his guidance brings with it the sensation of reward and punishment. For one who exerts to not part from faith in the Creator is rewarded even when he tastes a bad taste in providence. And if he does not exert, he will have a punishment because he is separated from faith in the Creator.
Yeah.
Excerpt number 5, Rabash, the meaning of truth and faith. We are given the path of faith, which is above reason. Namely, not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and he knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, he wants me to feel my state as I do, and for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the Kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from him.
Yes.
Excerpt number 6 from the Articles of Shamati. From Shamati 138, about fear that sometimes comes to a person. When fear comes upon a person, he should know that there is none else besides him, and even witchcraft. And if he sees that fear overcomes him, he should say that there is no such thing as chance, but the Creator has given him a chance to, from above, and he must contemplate and study the end to which he has been sent, this fear. It appears that it is so that he will overcome and say, there is none else besides him. But if, after all this, the fear has not departed him, he should take it as an example and say that his servitude of the Creator should be in the same measure of the fear, meaning that the fear of heaven, which is a merit, should be in the same manner of fear that he has now. That is, the body is impressed by this superficial fear, and exactly in the same way that the body is impressed, so should be the fear of heaven.